Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Legends of the Rocking Dutchman, the program that brings you the rhythm and blues of the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. In their own juke joints and dance halls, African Americans played their music that was banned from radio stations and that only sold in record stores in their own neighborhood. The music provided the DNA for rock and roll and later all kinds of popular music, and then it was to be forgotten. But not on this program, so put your furniture aside and make your place a dancing ballroom, because today the airwaves are gonna rock. From a remote place on Earth, here for you, the Rocking Dutchman!
And again, a nice mix of the best of rhythm and blues, old-style jazz and blues, African-American music, before rock and roll hit the nation. That's what your favorite program, The Legends of the Rocking Dutchman, is all about. Well, that is, I really hope you enjoy my presence on the airwaves, listeners. Well, I try as hard as I can to please you with the best music. And so I want to start my journey with happy good time music from the early Depression years. 1934 we're talking, and here's a group of Chicago musicians that were put together in the studio, and they did that for various record labels and under different names, such as the Chicago Rhythm Kings, the Washboard Rhythm Kings, the Alabama Washboard Stompers, or the Georgia Washboard Stompers. This one was built as the latter on the Decca label. Here is Who Stole the Lock of the Hen House Door.
Before it will never happen to me anymore. Say I feel my myself falling again in the same hole that I once was in. I'll pack my grip, take me a trip. I'll never fall no more. I mean, never fall in love no more.
That was a great blues woman with a name that sounds like a posh British lady, Victoria Spivey. She was a child prodigy from a musical family and she sang on parties from the age of 7. And when she was 12 years old, she went to play the piano for the silent movies in a Dallas theater. And still in her teens, she played and sang in whorehouses and gambling dens. Her blues are about sex, drugs and the hard life of African American in the 20s and during the Depression, like so many of her contemporaries. Already from the early 30s, she played in movies and stage shows, and she did so through the 40s. From 51 to 61, she took a long break, but the blues and folk revival brought her back into the spotlights. Now for a completely new audience of white hippies, and she did so well into the early 70s for her own founded Spivey record label. And we stay in the 30s with this 1933 goodie of Clarence Williams. Released on the Vocalion label, here is the right key but the wrong keyhole. Thank you.
trunk all packed, your suitcase in your hand. Told me you was going to your other man. So bye-bye, baby, if you call that dawn. You going away to leave me? I ain't done nothing wrong. You've been talking about leaving, so now I know it's true. I guess there's nothing else, baby, I can do. So bye-bye, baby, if you call that gone. You going away to leave me? I ain't done nothing wrong. I don't say you won't go, but I believe you'll return. A lot of jive in this world, you've got to learn. So bye-bye, baby, if you call that gone. You going away to leave me when I ain't done nothing wrong. Come back, baby, I'll forgive you all your sins. May good luck be with you, here with me again. So bye-bye, baby, if you call that gone. You going away to leave me, I ain't done nothing wrong.
These are the legends of the Rocking Dutchman.
This is my last blues. I ain't gonna worry no more. This is my last blues. I ain't gonna worry no more. I got a hip to myself more. Let this old world go. Every time I see my baby, she cried like a kite. Every time I see my baby, she cried like a child. You know my heart's so tender, make me walk aim in your mind. I'm gonna stop drinking whiskey and leave Jen alone. Yeah, stop drinking whiskey and leave Jen alone. My baby said, if you stop gambling and drinking, you'll have a happy home. You know I love my baby. My baby's mama too. Yeah, I love my baby. My baby's mama too. I've been gone so long time, got them worried blues. I'm gonna stop my life from thinking now and then. Yeah, stop my life from thinking now and then. I'm going to my baby and my baby's mama, but I don't know when.
You got three of them. After Clarence Williams, that was St. Louis Jimmy Odin, and he recorded this in 1947 for the Bullet label, and yes, that came straight from a somewhat worn out 78. Well, here on the Legends of the Rocking Dutchman, you should not be afraid for a bit of shellac hiss, cracks and pops. It's just how these records have survived the 70 years they're old. Then after the jingle, that was My Last Blues of Smokey Hawk, and it was on the West Coast based exclusive label of Leon René. This Texas bluesman found his luck in Los Angeles after a few locally recorded sites for the Dallas based Blue Bonnet label found their way to the modern label of the Bihari Brothers. Now Hawk saw the inside of a few different Los Angeles studios as he did his recordings for several labels there. And then for the last one, we made a dive back into the late 20s with the Poor Man Blues of Henry Townsend that he did for Columbia in 1929. Now there's few musicians that have had such a long career as Townsend, starting in the early 20s, recording for the first time in 29, and he remained active in the blues until his death in 2006 at the age of 96. This Poor Man Blues was the very first of that long, long career. And that brings us to another great classic bluesman, Robert Johnson. Legend has it that he sold his soul to the devil on a Mississippi crossroads to have his guitar tuned so that he would forever master it and be the best blues musician. And indeed, within a year and a half of absence from the Mississippi Delta, Johnson had miraculously grown from a novice on the guitar into a master. The story has many versions, like a legend should, and one of them is that it wasn't on a crossroads, but in a graveyard where he met a large black man. Family of Alabama-born guitarist Ike Zimmerman recalled that he had the habit to practice his playing on a graveyard at night near his hometown Hazelhurst, Mississippi, and also that Zimmerman and Johnson knew each other and that they played the blues together between the tombstones. Now it's probably there that Johnson learned to play the guitar. Where that large black man came from is another part of the legend, as Ike Zimmerman, according to his daughter and his grandson, for sure had a short stature. Zimmerman, by the way, never has been recorded. Anyhow, several fellow bluesmen recall being blown away by Johnson's guitar playing when he returned, and at some point Johnson himself fed the myth about having sold his soul to the devil, so it may well have been a gimmick he picked up while his friend had been fooling around with him for his new skills. But if you have to believe that legend, then one could learn that it doesn't pay off flirting with the forces of evil. Johnson died in 1938 at age 27 under suspicious circumstances. Again, this is surrounded with a lot of theories, myths and legends. Most accounts state that he was poisoned, but by whom and why has a lot of different accounts. And then there's the conclusion of the county register, who took the word of a plantation owner for granted, on whose property Johnson was found dead, and he believed the man had died of syphilis. And then, to make mystery complete, there are three places where he's supposed to have been buried, all of them having a memorial stone, one donated by Columbia Records, one by an Atlanta rock group named Really the Tombstones, and one provided by Sony Music. But it may well be that he lies in none of these places, but in an unmarked spot, somewhere in the fields very near where he died, on that plantation in Greenwood, Mississippi. Well, these are the legends of the Rocking Dutchman, and these legends, listeners, they don't refer to me but to the blues men and women that I have on this program. And for sure, this Robert Johnson is one of them. And here he is, the man who's supposed to have sold his soul to the devil, with a Vocalion recording from 36 titled Their Red Hearts.
Yes, yeah, she got them for sale. Got the money and the red hot. Yes, yeah, she got them for sale. I got a good such a long and tall. She sleeps in the kitchen with a piece in the hall. Got the money and the red hot. Yes, yeah, she got them for sale, I mean. Yes, yeah, she got them for sale, yeah. Got the money and the red hot. Yes, yeah, she got them for sale. Got the money and the red hot. Yes, yeah, she got them for sale. Got 2 foot nickel, got 4 foot dime. Won't say more, but there ain't none of mine. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yes, she got them on sale, I mean. Yes, she got them on sale, yes, yes. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yes, she got them on sale. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yes, she got them on sale. I got a letter from a girl in the room. Now she got some good she got to bring on soon. Now it's hot tamales and the red hot. Yes, she got them on sale, I mean. Yes, she got him a sale, yeah. Hot the mother than the red, huh? Yes, she got him a sale. Hot the mother than the red, huh? Yes, she got him a sale, too hot for him. The billy goes back and the bone be nip. Ever since daddy can't take his red, yeah. Hot the mother than the red, huh? Yeah, you got him a sale, I mean. Yes, she got him a sale. Hot the mother than the red, huh? Yes, she got him a sale. Man, don't mess around him, hot the mother, now cause it's too black bed. Mess around him, hot the mother. I'm gonna upset your back, gonna put your kidney to sleep. I'll do the bread where you don't live, and there's your heart to beat by now. Hot the mother's on the red hot. Yes, she got on the sale, I mean. Yes, she got on the sale, yeah. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got on the sale. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got on the sale. You know, grandma, that's not grandpa, too. Well, I wonder what in the world we'd sure not gonna do. I'm the mother than the red hot. If she got on the sale, I mean, if she got on the sale, I'm the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got on the sale. I'm the mother than the red hot. Yes, it comes there. Eat my big bought a big boat. Where we bought that thing on the running boat, yeah. I'm the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale, I mean. Yes, she got up for sale, yeah. I'm the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale, it's too hot, boy. I'm the mother than the red hot. Just like she got up for sale. You know the monkey not a bad fool playing in the grave. Well, the monkey took a fat old good girl, yeah. I'm the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale, I mean. Yes, she got up for sale, yes. I'm the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale. I'm the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale. I got a good such a long and tall. Now she sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in a hole, yes. I'm the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale, I mean. Yes, she got up for sale, yes.
Listen while my guitar sings. I want all you people to listen while my guitar sings. If you ain't got that rhythm, it don't mean a thing. Sing for me, guitar. Would you miss me from singing these lonesome songs? Yes, indeed, it's so good, it's so good.
The great Lonnie Johnson, not related to Robert Johnson, and that was Mr. Johnson's Swing, recorded for Decca in 1938. Johnson had settled in St. Louis in 1921 after he found out that following a tour of the revue that he joined that brought him to England, his whole family had died of the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918, except for his brother James. From 25 to 32, he's been married to blues woman Mary Johnson, whose maiden name is unknown. And while he's regarded one of the more influential bluesmen of his time, in several stages of his life, the music did not provide sufficient income for him, so he had to rely on other work, such as in a steel mill or as a janitor. Next, the great guitarist Clarence Gatemouth Brown, and with him we make a jump to 1950. On the Peacock label, here is I Live My Life.
Well, I give my life and I love the life I live. I live my life and I love the life I live. And you can bet my kind of love is real. I done found out you can't love by yourself. I done found out you can't love by yourself. When the one you love is loving somebody else. Doing the best you can. Death is real tough when you're doing the best you can. And the one you love just don't understand.
She's gone to New Orleans with Shorty Joe. When I see that woman, I'm gonna shoot up the town. Yes, when I see that woman, I'm gonna shoot up the town. I don't want no woman playing me for a fool or a clown. Thank you.
Hard Luck Blues of Buster Bennett, recorded in June of 1947 for the Columbia label. Now, he's best known for the saxophone, but he also played piano and bass. In his years for Columbia, he was signed to be the label's answer to the soaring popularity of Louis Jordan, but he never got somewhere near being a sound-alike of Jordan, nor to his popularity. While under contract with Columbia, he also recorded for the Tiny Rum Boogie label and in sessions with Tom Archer and Red Saunders, all in Chicago. But after 1947, Bennett stopped recording and he soon got forgotten, and in the mid-50s he returned to Texas with a declining health. Next, another bluesman from the Windy City, Crown Prince Waterford. Now, he stepped in for Walter Brown at Jay McShann's band for a few months, and there he was billed as the Crown Prince of the Blues. Now the name stuck for the rest of his life. In the 60s, he lost touch with the changing tastes of the public and he devoted his life to church as a minister. But at the age of 85, he was alive and jumping on a blues festival in Jacksonville, Florida, and he recorded a last album. Here he is with the Weeping Willow Blues that he did in 1947 for the Capitol label.
Well, I went down to the river, yes, and sat out under a weeping willow tree.
J-K-L. Just listen to them yell, school is out, can't you tell? When they leave the schoolroom, they go to the candy store, turn on the radio, and clap their hands while their favorite band swing out. Swing out, that's the start of the after-school swing session. The jump, jump, jumping session. I'm a lucky kid, do your symphony, Sid, talking about the kids around the town. I have learned my lesson. I know I'm not guessing. I can laugh and play, drop my books and run away, digging all the jive around the town. Hey, Mama, pass my tough exam. Come on, bring the bread and jam. Gotta join the gang at the candy store. We're gonna sing and swing and swing and sing and jive, jive, jive at the after-school swing session. The jump, jump, jumping session. I'm a lucky kid, do your symphony, sit and listen to Symphony Sid.
Can that be but Louis Jordan with the after-school swing session recorded in 1940 for Decca. And that battle of the saxophones in it, it sounds way ahead of his time. Just judging from that, I would rather have placed it in the late 40s. Next, a woman whom we know from her raging boogie-woogie songs that she did while in the post-war Los Angeles scene, and then we're talking about Mabel Scott. Her career started on the other coast, though, in New York as a gospel singer, and from 32 with the band of Cab Calloway in Harlem's Cotton Club. She moved with pianist Bob Mosley to England, where she did her debut recording for the Parlophone label. The war brought her back to America, where she settled in Los Angeles and recorded with several labels. For a few years, she was married to pianist and blues singer Charles Brown. From her you will get the Googie Woogie that she recorded for the exclusive label in 1949.
I don't mean Tanganooka, Poo, Alabama. It could be Armaduke, Smertzy, Kazam. Finuary, Koopa, Duke, Googie, Woogie, Joe, the Boogie, Adora, Zamboo. It could be like a Coogaloo, Escaroo. Or maybe Armashuga, Zoo, Alavoo. Finuary, Koopa, Duke, Googie, Woogie, Joe, the Boogie. Someone heard it in the tropics, but they couldn't dig that jive. An expedition scored in admission, brought it back alive. Doris the Lamb, I don't mean Tanganooka, Foo, Alabama. It could be Armaduke, Smertzy, Kazam. Finuary, Koopa, Duke, Googie, Woogie, John, the Boogie. Thank you. I don't mean Tanganooka.
Ooh, well, I bam.
It could be Armaduka.
Smurfs are good as hell.
Then you're me Gloopaduka, Googie, Woogie, Jungle Boogie.
Doris Amboo.
It could be like a cougar.
Louis Garou.
Or maybe I'm a sugar.
Sue Alaru.
Then you're me Gloopaduka, Googie, Woogie, Jungle Boogie. Someone heard it in the tropics, but they couldn't dig that jive. An expedition scored in a mission, brought it back alive. Adorous the lamb. I don't mean Tanganooka, Pooh, Alabama. It could be Armaduka, Smurtsy, Kazam. Finuri, Gloopaduka, Googie, a Woogie, Jungle Boogie.
These are the legends of the Rocking Dutchman. That was the T-Bone Boogie of T-Bone Walker, the influential electrical guitarist whose pioneering on the amped guitar inspired many other bluesmen. He was one of those many bluesmen who changed Texas for the West Coast, though around 45 he stayed some time in Chicago as the sensation of the Rum Boogie Club and the House record label. But it's the recording he'd done for the Black and White label and for Imperial that impressed most. Next, one of the great but forgotten trumpeters of rhythm and blues and jazz, Emmett Berry. Now he's mainly forgotten as most of his work was with the great bands such as Fletcher and Horace Henderson's, Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, Lucky Millinder, Lionel Hampton and Count Basie. Only for a short while, he led a combo named the Emmett Berry 5 that recorded for the national label. And you can hear him excel in this, The Things You Done For Me, Baby.
Thank you.
and the Basin Street Blues of Cab Calloway and this episode of the Legends of the Rocking Dutchman. With this one, we returned where we started in the Great Depression, and by that time Cab Calloway played the Cotton Club in Harlem, and these records were issued on the ARC family of labels such as Perfect and Oriole. The Basin Street Blues was a popular classic of the time, but of course Cab Calloway always made it in his very own style. Today's show had the story of Robert Johnson in it, and what may have really happened when he supposedly sold his soul to the devil. It's these stories that keep the blues juicy and interesting, and I hope you like the story and today's music, and of course you can let me know and mail me at rockingdutchman@rocketmail.com. And the whole story is to be found on my website, and best way to get there is searching the web for the Legends of the Rocking Dutchman. Once in, this is show number 166 in that long list of episodes that I did until now. For now, time's up, but there will be another show in a week, so tune in again on this station for the Legends of the Rocking Dutchman.